the U.S. has signaled again that it is not going to halt its assassination drone attacks despite worldwide condemnation. U.S. Defense Secretary has said that Washington needs to keep up an open-ended drone war against what he calls militants in Pakistan and elsewhere. Panetta said the deadly airstrikes are necessary to prevent an attack on America. He also hinted that the U.S. may widen the scope of the attacks. The U.S. currently carries out deadly drone strikes in several Muslim countries, including Pakistan, Yemen, and Somalia. The attacks have caused outrage in targeted nations. Rights groups in the United Nations are also opposed to the deadly raids. Joining us from studios in Islamabad now is political commentator Sultan Mahmoud Hali. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Mr. Hali. Now, looking at Secretary of Defense Leon Panetta's comments, he has said that these drone attacks have made America safer. How does the U.S. even begin to measure the success or the failure of its drone attacks in Pakistan?
Well, I'm afraid Leon Panetta, as usual, is overextending his imagination because, you see, the United States has been involved in what I would like to label a doctrine of necessity. It evolves laws, it evolves statements, and it evolves deductions only to suit its own ends. Because it has been proved time and again, and by not by Pakistanis or Iranians or the countries which are in the direct vicinity of the attacks being taken place, but by own think tanks of the United States, like the Brookings Institute, like a number of other institutes, which have come out, that these drone attacks have actually killed many less militants and more innocent people. Therefore, Mr. Leon Panetta's coming to this statement is totally unrealistic. And I would like to please draw your attention to Mr. Leon Panetta, who, as head of the CIA prior to his appointment as the Secretary of Defense, had evolved or helped evolve a secret computer virus, which, if truth be believed, confront and concealed, a book by David Sanger, in which it has been said that a computer virus was introduced to destroy and disrupt the Iran's nuclear program, and it was called the Goalkeeper. And this is very disgusting, coming from a country whose own nuclear program was based upon concealment, deception, as well as theft and abduction. Therefore, the United States and Mr. Leon Panetta in particular, I'm afraid, are based, all their words are based on deceit, and that is all.
All right, but looking at what Leon Panetta has had to say, he has hinted that the U.S. is going to expand these drone operations in the future. We've already seen Obama promote Chuck Hagel, as well as John Brennan, who is known as the drone czar, as the head of the CIA. It is quite clear that these drones will continue. To what achievements and goals do these drones are used for the U.S.? What is the U.S. gaining, if not more hatred towards America?
Yeah, I fully agree with you there. But before I talk about more hatred outside, let's talk about what these drones are doing to the American people. And we in the media and the analysts need to draw upon the strength of involving the American people, because in the same vein, you may have read in the United States media that the drones are going to be expanded not only in these zones but in the United States, and by the year 2020, more than 2,500 drones will be involved in spying over the U.S. citizens, so much so that their face expressions and other things will be taken care of. And the people in the United States are very much disgusted by this because what they call a lack of privacy. Because you see, the drones are a simple means without involving human force or without exposing their own people to the dangers. And in people in countries like Somalia, Yemen, Pakistan, Afghanistan, where the Americans have already more or less faced a defeat, they think that the easy way out is by involving the drones. So therefore, if they involve drones, they will be able to probably sustain the war against terror, which they label it, and carry on their heinous attacks. But unfortunately, what they are resulting in is more hatred, and which is making Americans less popular in the world.
And very quickly, if you can, the United Nations has now launched a commission into finding out whether these drone attacks are legal or not, as the U.S. claims they are. Does it even matter for the U.S. what the UN thinks?
That is what I was trying to point out, that the United States believes in the doctrine of necessity. Whatever it believes are its ends, it will go for it, trying to justify it to itself. And whatever the United Nations has done is welcome. But unfortunately, you see, it will not carry much weight, because in order to verify what are the results, what are the actual losses, neither the United States nor the UN and nor even the Pakistani intelligence or the intelligence in Somalia and Afghanistan are able to verify which are the people, how many people were really killed, because those areas are so dangerous that you cannot go over there. What to talk about DNA testing? You cannot even get a proper head count. Therefore, the United Nations effort, where it is welcome, I'm afraid it is also not based upon reality.
All right, that was political commentator Sultan Mahmoud Hali there joining us from studios in Islamabad. Mr. Hali, thank you very much for your comments here on Press TV.